Hello.
Hello, everyone. Happy Tuesday. You know what Tuesday is. Two girls walking to a podcast.
You threw me Tuesday. Off there. I was not expecting that.
I didn't. I just was trying a new thing. Like, I feel like our listeners are like, oh my God, it's Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday girl
day. And you
day.
Know what that means? New podcast. So here we are.
We're here.
We're in the studio. It's just us this week. No guests.
No guests.
You know, I felt like everyone was so excited about the guests that they forgot about the original starters.
OGs. We're the OGs, guys.
OG of the Two Girls Podcast D.
Well,
yeah. I was trying to rhyme.
It's so hot. You can't blame us. Our brains are literally like melted.
Before we start talking.
Yeah, sorry.
Riddle.
Okay, so I don't have it in front of me. Sorry, I suck with this. But I know it was something like, I travel all over the world, but I stay in the corner.
Yep.
And so some of you guessed envelope, which it's stamp. The answer is a stamp. Because like they do, they travel the globe and they're in the corner. It's like so, it's such a good one. But I like envelope. I feel if you got that far.
Yeah, I feel like if someone said envelope, hundo P, you get 50%.
Corinne said envelope and Co. I was like just one more
killer corner
further.
With Co.
Killer corner with Co said it.
That's fantastic. So Meg,
yeah,
you had a big day last week.
I had a big day last week.
Your friggin' 7th anniversary with Joe.
I'm so glad you brought that up, Paige, because that's one of the stories.
Yeah, no, I've been wondering. So guys, typically when we go out on a hot night on the town, either like
wait, did I tell you this already?
No, I'm
oh,
just...
Oh, okay, okay. I just want to make sure.
Well, you told me, like, what you guys were doing. So, okay, typically on a hot night on the town, like, if we're all going out as a group, either Meg will get obliterated or Joe. Like, it's one or the other. It's
usually
typically Meg. So, for their anniversary, Meg and Joe decided to go to a local bar and to both get smashed.
Yeah.
So, I would love to hear all about that.
I'm so glad you brought it up, because...
That was my initial question.
This is one of my stories. Okay, so me and Joe, our typical anniversary is we go to this pizza place, Tacchinelli's in Port Richmond.
Did you go to Tacchinelli's?
We did. And we usually get two large pizzas and we finish them both and we usually get congratulated.
Animals.
Right, we're animals, which is fine.
Half
Joe. I only had one, like the use of one side of my mouth, so it took a little longer, but we did it.
Hashtag teeth props.
Oh my God.
Hashtag teeth chronicles.
The first story is we're sitting there, like we did it, like we probably were there 10 minutes after we got there. This like young, hot, hip couple walked in and like sit down across from us. And like, so
what was the girl wearing?
She was wearing like a boho-y like type
like
short
flowy
dress. Yeah. But like they didn't look like cool hippie.
Did she have a
things.
Jean jacket on?
She didn't. But she
did
wasn't
she have
cool.
one on the side?
Paige, shut up. I wasn't really the pizza was in front of me.
Okay, sorry.
But anyway, so we finish at the same exact time as this couple who came in after us. And they were like, talking
so
to the waitress.
So they ate super fast. Like,
yeah, no, they didn't even finish a whole pizza. And me and Joe have just like crumbs around the table. Like I unbuttoned my pants at the bar because I just couldn't sit anymore. It was ridiculous.
But so, see, like, yeah. I appreciate that.
No, yeah.
And
most
I think
people
our
would.
Listeners would appreciate, you know, a healthy eating lifestyle.
Little bird couple across.
Yeah, you bird couple.
And he was the one that was like, oh, we just can't possibly finish it. And I was like, oh, look at the
corner. Were they like, was he super skinny?
Oh, he was so skinny.
He was a
big
twig.
Glasses. Like, he was pointy. Like, he was just like,
I understand.
Pointy. You
know
what
I
mean?
Exactly what you
Thank
mean.
Thank you
pointy.
So much. So then, this is such a bad story.
No,
so
this
then
is
no this next one.
Oh, ooh.
Which I didn't realize how bad it was until I was driving to your house today. So okay. I apologize, Joe.
Oh God, did you yell? Did you beat him
no,
up?
No.
Did you punch
well,
him in the face?
Just let me tell you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So we get to the Drake. We're sitting there. We were sitting outside, getting like drizzly drunk. We were so full, so it was like taking a little bit. But
can I ask you what time of night this is?
So we went at like 8. We actually stayed
Early.
till two. I was shocked.
You stayed till close?
We stayed till close. I'm a grandma. I'm home by 10. It's my favorite thing.
Love it.
Love it.
That would be a great time for a sound effect.
So
okay,
it gets to be 2:00 and there was really nobody there, but somehow, some way, Drake had convinced myself that we were not gonna get an Uber.
I hate this part of the story.
So I'm like, we're not going to get an Uber. It's such a nice night. Let's start walking and we'll get an Uber closer to my house. Like we'll just like get away from this crazy bar. There's two people at the bar.
You guys were literally probably the only ones there.
We walked home.
Okay. That
We walked home.
I'm trying to do the mileage in my head.
It's 3.7 miles. It took us an hour and almost 45 minutes, especially because I was drunk and in sandals. So then there's one part of the walk home
sick
that does not have a sidewalk and it's pitch black. And I'm like, we're going to die. Like the cops are, because I was, you know, rock or whatever cops. I'm like, they're going to pull us over, like blah, blah, blah. So we did that. And then we got to Basil's. It was just like that whole, we went that way too. Like we went the long way. Cause the other way didn't have sidewalks. And
And that's like a busier street.
Scarier.
No. So did you go down that Basil's?
Yes.
What is that? Station Ave?
Yeah. So when I drove to your house, I was like, you're kidding me? So we walked all the way home. We got to the horse, like the farm near Basil's. I'm like, I have to see the horse. Like I'm not going to walk home and not go see the horses.
No.
So I walk over to the side and that's, I don't remember anything
Horses
else.
Are probably sleeping.
Yeah, no, they were definitely in bed. And I think I tried to wake them up. But so then we get
to... Were you making... Like, I'm like just like picturing you. Like, this is like a wooden fence, like standing on the fence making horse noises.
I might have been. I don't know. 100%. So then we get to like, you know, 15 minutes away from my
house. Did you want to stop at Domino's?
It was closed. Everything was closed. So we get 15 minutes from my house and I went, I have to pee. Like, there's no way I'm making
it
home.
No.
I didn't. I almost did. That was the worst. Me and Joe woke up the next
day. I wish you peed your pants.
My legs. I can't even talk. I still can't feel them. And we walked home. So that was my anniversary. That was my ridiculous. Like most people drunk are like, let's get greasy food or like, let's make a bad decision. Like let's kiss a boy. And I was like, let's walk 3.7 miles. Like that's a fun activity.
Why?
I was convinced that was the
literally
only way.
At 2 a.m, I would be like, I want to get home as fast as possible so I can be in my bed.
I blame Joe more because he was more sober and he was just like, I was just following you.
Typical Joe.
Typical Joe. Ugh. So this is really your fault, Joe.
Yeah. Blame you, Joe. I blame you.
So I just wanted to tell you another weird story and then I'll let you talk.
Let's hear it.
This is literally as I was just walking to coming to your house. Mm-hmm. I drove. I didn't walk.
Are you sure you didn't walk?
I see all of these cars like stopped and I'm like, what is going on?
May I ask what road you're on?
Like yours, like your street, like 4 feet from your house.
Okay. And I'm not going to put my street and road out there. I know you guys all want to know.
Cracking up right now. So there's a freaking cat just sitting in the middle of the street, like this big ass black cat, and wouldn't move. Like people are like beeping, people are trying to like drive near it to scare it, and it just made direct eye contact with everyone.
Let me tell you one thing.
Satan's outside. Mm-hmm.
So there are two cats that just recently started roaming around this neighborhood.
Oh my God, you know them.
So there's the black cat. Every time I see it, I scream.
Yeah.
It's typically when I'm in a car.
Does it move when you go near it?
It stares at you.
Right? It like marks its ground.
And then there's another cat.
Little bitch. Sorry. It's okay.
There's another cat, a little bit lighter color.
Yeah.
It's a lighter skinned, cat. I found him one day. I don't even know if it's him or her. I don't know how to differentiate. Does anyone? Yeah. I don't know. Probably veterinarians. Found it under my car.
How did you find it under your car? Do you check under your car regularly?
No, he slithered out.
Oh.
He slithered out.
Oh, okay.
So, you know what? Cats are great. Cats are cool. But these two cats.
They're not.
There's something wrong
with
them.
That little jerk out there that like did not move. Like, do you know how quality of life that you were just like, this is it, it's hot and you people are moving around.
I just
think
these two cats, these neighborhood cats, I don't know who owns them. They're very
someone
new.
Pompous because the cats learned it
and
from
the
somewhere.
Cats are like, I'm not moving.
Yeah.
This is my road.
Forget you.
This is my car. Like, no, go away.
Oh, I was so mad too. I'm like playing chicken with it. Like, how close can I get? And I'm like, stop it. This is so bad. Stop it. I didn't hit it, but so annoyed. If it's still out there, I'm going to lose my mind.
Lose
my mind.
So do you want to hear something tragic that happened to me? We'll get into the main topic of conversation that I want to talk about.
Tragic. I don't know.
Happened to me today, actually.
Sure.
Actually, no, it was yesterday. I'm sorry. So you know how especially girls have those one earrings or that one ring that they literally wear every single day.
Yes.
Mine happened to be my clatter ring.
Yeah, I see you wear it all.
This is different. That's the moral of the story.
No.
So yesterday, backtrack. I got this ring when I visited Ireland last year.
Right.
In Galway. Galway is known for their clatter rings.
Yes.
So yesterday I'm carrying a very large box into our storage closet.
Yes.
It gets caught and literally snapped into three pieces.
Oh my God, it broke.
It snapped into three pieces. This is not a simple, just a little crack. No, it snapped into three pieces.
Wait, that's like ridiculous.
I'm very upset.
What kind of force did you exert that it
I literally,
it's just
those words I can't even describe. I don't know. Aww. I think it just happened. So this is my old one, which I mean is perfectly great, but you know, I just need to let everybody know what my relationship status is, you know?
Right. No, of course.
No, but I'm really
clearly
upset.
It's cracked in three pieces. That's your relationship status.
We're really going strong.
Shit.
But,
yeah. I'm so sorry for your loss.
Because you know how like you like, I'm sure yeah. you have that one ring you yeah. wear every day.
Airding.
Or those like that one necklace that like yep. somebody wears every day.
Alternate.
It was that thing. Like so I feel naked without that ring. So thankfully I have a backup.
Do you think it was like worn down type John? Or like was it?
I think.
Cheap?
I don't think it was. It wasn't cheap.
Right.
You
don't go cheap.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I think it was just the metal. It was also like braided. So it was very like fine. It was adorable. So if anybody out there wants to order me a new clatter ring, I will take it.
Okay.
Thank you in advance.
Thank you for soliciting on our podcast.
So that was my tragic story.
Oh, is this a part of what you're going to talk about? Like you, I just realized you brought your little iPad down here.
I have, this is the my notes.
Oh my God, notes. You have notes today too.
Yeah.
Wow.
So over the weekend.
Yes.
Just going to go right into it.
I mean,
speaking of rings, weddings.
Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum. No, it's
remix. That was great.
That was so good. Hire us for anything.
You're welcome, world. So I went to a wedding over the weekend.
Yes.
So also I'll talk about, so I did rent the runway.
Okay. Yeah. I loved the dress.
No, Meg.
No, wait.
That was not my rent the runway.
Oh, I was going to say I loved it.
So typically I've had such luck. I've only done it one time before. I've had such luck with my first dress. Killed it. Knocked it out of the park. Was a winner. So I was like, oh my God, I have two weddings in June because I'm V popular. And I said, you know what? I don't have many dresses that are like fanciful. So why don't I just rent the runway for both of them?
Right.
So I get this beautiful Kate Spade dress because that's so on brand for me. And it was navy blue, also very on brand
for
me.
Yeah.
And like floral, like, oh my God, it's Paige in her dress.
Yeah.
So I get my normal dress size. And for some reason I was like, I'll get a size down because you get two sizes.
Yes, yes, yes.
I don't know why I did that. So tried on the size down and I was like, doesn't fit, whatever. Tried on my normal, regular friggin' size. And I literally couldn't even like zip it. Like it wasn't like just like a little bit. Like it was like, oh girl, like you need two sizes up.
What?
So Kate Spade, love your bags. Love everything about your brand. But you need to get a reality check on your sizes.
Boom.
Because that was not normal.
That's bullshit. Because,
and then the dress that I did end up wearing, yeah. Lily Pulitzer, sorry. the size, literally the same size dress is.
That's so weird.
This is my Paige, I was going to say rant. I don't want to say Paige rant. Paige, what's a P word for like not good?
I was going to say riot, but that's an R. Paige pout. Pout. Paige pout.
Paige's pout.
Paige's pout.
Designers, there needs to be a universal size chart and everybody needs to follow that.
Retweet.
Retweet, hashtag favorite.
I mean, you know, I worked in...
I know,
wedding
which
world,
is funny. So now I'm going to get into my wedding story.
All right. Good segue.
Thank you.
Very nice.
So this wedding was lovely. It was, I would say there was about 100 people there.
Okay.
It's a lovely country club. But the kicker was that it was themed.
Wait, can I ask a question real quick?
Yeah.
Can we go back to the dress thing?
Yeah.
Did you just have the Lily one on hand?
Yeah, it was my mom's.
Okay, cool.
Shout out to J-Cat.
Thanks, Ice Mom. Go ahead.
Thanks, Ice Mom. So... it was a themed wedding.
Love
so
it.
I know not, like Carrie's wedding wasn't themed.
Right.
But this wedding was. And I will say that they did a fantastic job. I want you to take one guess what the theme was. You might not guess. You may guess. I think it'd be crazy if you did. But
like, okay.
Because you don't know the couple.
You have to give me like, am I looking like real theme, like movie TV or like vintage barnyard ranch?
No. I'm going to go movie and I'll see.
Movie?
I'm going to see if
a movie or a genre or something.
I'm going to say.
Not like Hollywood.
An
glam.
Overarching genre of movie. I can throw out child movie.
Child. Mm-hmm. Child.
I don't think that was
a specific child movie.
It's not one movie. It's an
Disney princesses.
Disney.
Hit it. Boom.
That was our third high five of this. We need to stop.
We're doing real good.
So the theme was Disney.
Just Disney in general.
Because I guess this couple, they're just big. Like their honeymoon right now, they're in Disney World.
Were you telling me that she had a dress that was.
No.
Is this not you? Okay, no, somebody else.
Her dress was like super cute, normal. Okay. But every centerpiece was a different Disney movie. So we were at the 101 Dalmatians, and it was like Cruella De Vil's dress.
Oh,
and
my
another
God.
One was Fantasia, and they had like the water bucket. And like, I'm telling you, it was fantastic. And then the cake looked like it was chalkboard, and it was like all like beautiful like stencil. And then the cake topper was like Mickey and Minnie, like an old fashioned. Like, so I thought this would be a great opportunity to talk about weddings and like the styles that you're into. Cause I know that, I don't know if everybody knows this, but Meg used to work at a wedding dress
shop.
My
secret past as like a wedding dress consultant manager.
So like
employee.
Literally, even though Meg is so dark and mysterious, she is actually a very, like I would say, an aficionado of weddings.
I'm gonna cry.
So let's here's my first question.
Oh wow, you have questions. I feel like I'm being interviewed. I'm like, the guest this week.
Color scheme.
Yeah.
Like what colors do you envision your bridesmaids wearing?
Oh dear Lord. I don't even envision I just picture being like blackout drunk with a soft pretzel at my wedding.
Okay.
Those are but no. I can
I know you have all of these in mind.
So it changes. I'm gonna say yearly.
Which is fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because you keep with the trends.
I think that I won't give anything too much away, but I do not have any interest in wearing white or shades of white to my wedding.
I know.
You know my color.
I know.
So I think that I
So Meg wants to do like not your typical wedding dress, still like style and silhouette, very traditional.
Ish.
Can you say the designer that you love?
Okay, well, Leanne Marshall is my designer.
Shout out Project Runway.
Met her.
I know.
So I don't want to do a color. So I would have to revolve it around that. I'm going to say orange is involved, I think. That would be the off color. And then the main color would be that. So,
color.
And I always thought maybe I would do like bridesmaids in white to be like,
you know, who did that?
Hats off to tradition. Who?
The Kardashians.
Oh, fuck. Never mind.
No, but that's fine. I'm pretty.
Sorry, slept with F-bomb.
That's okay. I'm pretty sure the Kardashians.
But I think she wore too, I think. I don't know.
I remember them wearing all white. Maybe I'm dreaming.
Maybe.
I don't dream about them.
I don't have it set in stone yet.
So now, bridesmaids' dresses.
Yeah.
Do you like.
Cheap as can be.
Okay. Cheap. That wasn't my question.
I just wanted to point that out there. Cheap. Forever 21 actually just released a bridesmaids' dress.
I was going to bring that up.
We're on such a good wavelength today. Go ahead.
Because I literally just saw that.
That floral print was the one that I love that
print a lot. What are your. Do you like the trend that girls are doing now that each bridesmaid can pick a different dress but just within the same color, or would you rather them being all in the same dress?
So this is where my issue comes. So working at the dress shop, it was always we had designers who had like the same dress, but the you know it was the designer, so you got the same color, and if you don't get dresses made together, then it's a different dye lot, so they can vary by shades. So I was such a snob.
Wait, can we backtrack? Did you say dye lot?
I said dye lot.
Can you? I know for myself, I have never heard that word ever in my life.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Definition, please, professor.
So say you and like three other bridesmaids go in and like I order a cranberry dress for you guys.
Neat.
And you order it that day.
That's
and then that order goes
color.
Through. Whatever. I was just trying to think of something that like you can picture color.
Cranberry.
So then like
juice.
I decide later on that like I want two more people at my wedding because I'm being a brat. Mm-hmm. And then they order it later on. The colors could vary because they weren't ordered at the same time. They weren't made at the same time and dyed at the same time.
Oh!
Dye lot.
Neat!
So, but I was such a snob. But now I literally don't give a shit. Like, want everyone to be comfortable. I would like the same, like, a lot of things now is it's the same dress with just a different neckline. And I'm so about that. Like, wear whatever you feel comfortable.
Can I put in a request? Assuming that I'm going to be in the wedding.
Assuming, sure.
It's fine if I'm not. Actually,
this wedding that's not let me just make this clear, it's not happening.
It's not happening anytime soon.
Okay.
I would like a pocket. I would like pockets.
Yeah, everyone likes pockets.
I would like a pocket for my wedding dress too.
Your like wedding dress?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a new development. But yeah.
I want a pocket.
But yeah, I kind of just like everyone can be comfortable and like cheap and easy breezy and like I don't care.
Well, we're going to be drunk.
Yeah, like I don't care. I don't think I would do different shades of color if that that answers your question.
Love it.
But yeah.
Signature drink.
Oh, okay.
Dirty Cheryl.
You asked me what bridesmaids, and I'm like, I don't know. Drinks, I have like three options ready to roll.
What would be your like?
Miller Lite is the beer, obviously. Well,
obviously. I know. I'm just. That's silly.
So for me, because I don't drink it, we have like a little pull here.
Okay, so you could do your signature drink and then Joe's signature drink.
This would be beer. I'd like to sit tea out there just because you know, it's my thing.
Half and half.
Oh, but I think my like drink would be
Dirty Cheryl.
I gotta go Dirty Cheryl. That's Becca's sister did that at her wedding. It was Dirty fantastic. Cheryl. Yeah.
Carrie and Kevin, my sister and brother-in-law.
Shout out.
They did a transfusion.
Yes, which you have still yet to give me. But I like that too. That sounds like right up mine.
But they called it the Junior after Frankie. Am I bitter?
A little bit. Clearly. Like
25%.
Paige just put a hole in the couch.
But then I was the maid of honor.
Right.
So then I had the floor.
You had
for
your
the
time
night.
To shine.
Yeah, I gave my speech, knocked it out of the park.
You did knock it out of the park.
I got to stand on stage with them as they got married.
You did.
You're welcome for the photos.
You're just trying to like make your credentials higher and higher that you were a
so
big
Frankie,
part of
I'm better than you.
I win.
okay. So do you have, like when you envision your wedding, do you have like a fairy tale venue?
No.
Do you picture yourself like no. Do you have two venues that you could picture yourself like do you
no.
Okay.
I picture myself like I don't even want a wedding like I would be cool with just like being at like I don't want to say a bar because that sounds too ridiculous but like just like making it a party thing rather than like a wedding thing. I don't.
Well, do you want to get married in church or would you?
Oh, I do have to get married. Yeah. Okay. I think that would definitely, that's a go.
So then after that, it's just like
wherever,
like pedal to the floor.
I mean, I'm going to have a humongous one. So it's
100%.
Just,
so you need a venue that holds 300 people,
10 million. Yeah. yeah. That sounds about right.
Yeah. It sounds about right.
Paige, I feel like you should be answering these too. Like color cut.
Well, I think, you know, I don't mind about the different cuts and styles for my bridesmaids.
Yeah.
I definitely envision, I think like a dusty pink.
Yeah, no, I
like, I don't
so
want it to be
that.
Like, I love all shades
I know the
of
exact
pink,
color.
But I want it to be like a dusty rose or not a dusty rose. Some
blush.
When I say dusty rose, that's also Adam Levine's child.
Is that her name?
Yes, it's dusty it rose. Kind of love it.
Her.
It's a her. Okay. So little dusty, come here, dusty.
Get over here, dusty.
Could
kid.
Also be a dog name.
Could definitely
dusty.
Be a dog name.
So that's what I envision. I don't care about the style. I mean, like, of course, I feel like I want to do what Carrie did. Carrie picked out like six different styles, and like just let everybody choose what they want.
Yeah. That's chilling.
As far as like my dress, I have no idea.
Yeah, you're gonna be an interesting.
Mm-hmm.
A little interesting.
I don't think I'm going to be a bridezilla.
I don't think.
Also, this wedding is probably going to be like 10 years away.
I don't think you'll be a bridezilla. However,
I think I'm going to be very specific.
That's the
word.
In a
very nice
way.
That's
the word I'm looking for.
Be very
for.
Specific. As far as venue.
Same thing. You need a big one too.
Yeah. I would like it to be in the city. I just love this city.
You know, that doesn't surprise me at all. That you said that.
I'm
getting whacked at your.
Well, I mean, I expect nothing less.
Not this dress, but this color. Like a little, like a shade or two lighter.
I like that. I don't like the dress.
No, it's a horrible dress.
But I
dress.
Do like that shade.
Yeah.
If everybody, sorry, this is not a video. So
we'll
you can't see
Insta.
This. We'll put it on.
Guys, follow us on Insta. We just made an Insta.
Yes, guys.
Great.
We just made an Instagram. Two girls walk into a podcast. I'm not going to spell that. A lot of words.
No. You should know.
But this is, you know, it's just a fantastic way to keep up with what we're doing.
Yeah.
We're going to update it periodically, especially when we have a new podcast out and just, you know, keep up with the lives of these two crazy kids. Yeah.
I feel like so many times on our podcast, we're like, oh my God, you guys should see this. And here, like,
but
can.
Now this is the perfect opportunity for us to post it there. So definitely check it out.
The Grot team.
Follow us, comment on our photos, throw us a favorite. You know what? Just do it.
Do it.
Nike. Do it. Just do it.
Didn't like that.
No?
Didn't like that.
That's their logo.
I do know that. Okay. I didn't like that. Yes, said it. Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. So I definitely envision myself in the city. So here's another good question.
Bum, bum, bum.
Music. Are you a DJ gal? Yeah. Or do you see yourself DJ. With a band?
DJ, like AF. I can't.
This is where I differ.
Yeah, I know.
Carriehead, literally the best band that I've ever seen for like a wedding band.
Yeah.
I already told my parents I want them. There's no wedding in this near future, but I want to book them.
What happens
them.
if they break up in that time?
They won't.
Okay, no, great.
I know they won't.
Oh, definitely.
I'm going to give them a shout out. They're called the Heartbeats. They're also they're not sponsoring us, but they're just so good that I wanted to give them a shout out. They're also going to be playing Kicks in Seattle every Sunday in July and August.
So Paige is going to be there every Sunday to just keep an eye. Hey guys, make sure things are cohesive.
I'm here again. Just to make sure we're all good.
Everything's fine.
Everything in the band is good.
Oh my God. No,
7 to 8, 10 years. Just make sure you guys will still be together.
Just for me. No, I'm DJ.
DJ. No, but I respect that because, but it needs to be a good DJ.
It will be.
Having some jams.
It will be. I'll be my own DJ if worse comes to worse. I'll just ask him to leave. And I'll just take over.
That's great. That's how are we doing on time there?
Oh, pal? I don't even know. I just got so wrapped up.
but speaking, so now I'm gonna segue.
26. We're good.
I think
we're grot.
I think we definitely have a good sense into the. Do you have any wedding questions for me?
Do you want to hear like one of the most? I'll ask you my question and then I'll tell you the most unique thing that I saw thus far.
See,
I guess my question is, I don't want to like give anything away here, but do you think that your wedding is more important to you, or do you think that your proposal is? Because Paige has made a number of remarks about her proposal.
I've changed it.
It's gonna be big.
I've changed.
You've since changed.
I have a very big envision. I'm not gonna go into it. But I mean, I told Meg, I said, I envision it either being like at a sports game because I like every time I'm at like a Phillies game or like an Eagles game or whatever, I literally cry because I live for proposals.
Yeah.
I think I'm over that.
So that's like the least thing I would ever.
I know that's you literally want it to be like just you and I'm putting Joe in quotes.
I mean, you know,
I don't
know.
Want to put him in quotes. But life is crazy.
Oh my God, that's the worst.
I know. No, okay, Joe's not in quotes. I don't want to jinx anything. Oh, it's going to be Joe.
Okay, anyway.
But you want it to be like just you and your significant other.
Yeah.
And like a quiet, serene
setting. I just don't want any.
I don't care about
witnesses.
The witnesses.
Did before.
No, I'm saying I don't care because I'm like cool if it's in a public place.
Yeah. No, you are.
I also said like maybe in Disney, but then like if my significant other, I don't know why I keep saying that. Like my boyfriend is like, hey, we should go to a Disney trip.
Yeah.
I'd be
know.
Like, I gotta get a manicure.
Yeah.
I need to get this done because then I would know. I don't wanna know.
I've worked around that. You're fine.
I know you have.
I have.
I mean, I'm still cool with that. I just wanted to keep, I wanted to be like completely shocked.
Yeah.
So you know what? I'm going to say that the wedding and the proposal are both 50-50.
Okay. Fascinating.
Because I want them to both be just like.
Yeah.
Like just a wonderful, although like, of course it would be a wonderful memory, but like.
Yeah.
A big ta-da.
I'm just really excited for like. Getting like a really cool blue like KitchenAid mixer. Like a registry gift.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And I just bake all the time. We have such different visions. But the coolest thing ever, there was a couple. So one of them was this couple got married on New Year's Eve and they had a masquerade wedding. I thought that was real.
I would be cool with a New Year's Eve.
Because I never do anything cool fun. I have such strong feelings about New Year's Eve as a holiday. I think it sucks. I never do anything
hate
fun.
It. I've never had a good New
never
Year's Eve.
Never had a good New Year's Eve.
Ever.
It's dangerous
Period.
To be out.
Ever.
I just don't like it. Two, this was weird. But
what
this
did
was,
I do last New Year's?
I didn't do. Oh, I remember what I did. I
remember
so
what
stupid.
I did. Yeah, it was just chill.
And then this one, she rented out like, no lie, a whole train, like some sort of cool old Neat. Train. And Neat. They had the wedding on the train. So, like, there were cars.
That's fantastic.
It was very.
And then you could do, like, a murder mystery.
Oh, no. That was my first thought when she did it. I was like, oh my God, I would turn the lights out and, like, maybe not even tell people you were doing it. Just do it and just make them
just
believe
see
it's
what
real.
Happens.
See who comes out on top.
I
pit
would
your
not.
Family against each other.
I would not come out on top. I would be the first. I would be murdered.
You'd be murdered.
I'd be the
You'd
murder.
Be the
murder
one.
E.
Yep. Murder victim.
Mm-hmm. Murder yep. E.
I'm glad we're on the same page with that.
I'll take one for the team. Yeah. Interesting.
Cool.
Here's another thing.
Okay.
Like new trends. I was at a wedding recently that the bride, she didn't like cake. Mm-hmm. So she did pies. And it was also like right near Thanksgiving. So
I've
like
seen that a lot.
Very in theme. You know, people do cake pops or people just do cupcakes or just cookies or an ice cream sundae bar. Do you like cake? Would you keep that tradition or would you like to do something different?
I don't know if this is like everyone's family, but I know my family. I don't know if anyone's like eating the cake at a wedding. Like, mm-hmm. I just don't even know.
You don't know the shut girls.
If we get to that part.
We take at least five with us on the road.
Well, I would take it or like I would drunk eat it, but that's not my staple. I've seen cupcakes and I would do cupcakes. Right. I really would just like to do cake. Like I'm a sweets person. So like.
Just like a candy bar.
I would like Insom.
Insom.
I think that would be. That's Insomnia Cookies.
Shout out to Insomnia Cookies.
We love
you. Can sponsor us.
Or not. I just love you.
Throw us some chalk chunk.
Mint chalk chunk.
Maybe some peanut butter, but in the mood.
Dig it.
Okay.
I could see you having like pie at your wedding or like I could see
are
you
having kidding
like,
me? I'm going to have the biggest cake that
no,
anyone's
like,
ever
I
seen.
I mean, in addition to that, like I could see you doing
oh,
like.
I will. Little I tea. Will have a huge cake and then I will also have a dessert bar.
Yes.
Because let me some dessert.
I'm with you. I support
it.
That.
But
or candy. I would have like a big candy bar.
Yeah.
Or s'mores. Oh my God. Dear Lord. Now I want s'mores.
I always want s'mores. S'mores are like so tasty videos. I don't know if y'all watch the tasty videos.
You should.
My little Facebook timeline is all food videos.
Hence the KitchenAid mixer.
Got them. But I feel like my favorite videos on Facebook are like s'mores.
Everything me and you have tied each other in
is like
s'mores.
Yeah. Or like.
Can't go wrong.
It's always like, it's always desserts. I don't think we've ever tagged each other.
The pizza dip. That was the only other thing.
I missed that.
That was good.
I want that again.
And we followed it up with dessert. Like we can't escape it.
S'mores balls.
S'mores balls. That's what we made. Oh my God.
Or the peanut butter balls.
Oh my God. And then the slutty brownie thing.
That doesn't work.
So
okay.
I'm sure everyone has seen, it's like you layer Oreo cookies and then cookie dough and then pour brownie mix over it. And like, they're called slutty brownies, which is like ridiculous in itself. However, it doesn't freaking work.
It's not real.
It doesn't work. There's no way that they can cook.
If anyone says that they could get all of those different consistencies to work, is a liar and a fool.
And taste equally as good as one another. You're full of it. Bring it to me. I don't believe you.
Someone bring them.
It's not a ploy to get us food, however.
No, I'm just saying because I don't believe it.
You're a liar.
You're a liar. A liar. You're a liar.
Here's a challenge. Now, everybody who's listening, go make it and send us some and we'll judge it.
100%. We are going to have
bake off.
A bake off. It's going to be in July, probably around our 10th.
Our 10th
our 10th episode. So this is 7.
Woo-woo!
You guys don't have a lot of time to figure it out.
No.
Get to cooking. Get to bacon. Bacon. Great. So I'm gonna move on.
Sorry,
I think
we
really touched on that.
We did. That was a good one. I could talk about that for a while.
I know. Yeah. We could always have a part two.
Big chunk of my life. That shop.
I think we should have an episode.
I do too.
I think our listeners, our Frosted Flakes, would really enjoy hearing about your adventures
at
the dress
shop. I
think so
too. Not even, it's just like not girly stuff. It's just like
it's
crazy ass stories.
Yeah.
People are nuts.
And then we could talk about when I used to work at the hotel.
The hotel. Oh my God, what good times. Mm-hmm. All right, cool.
So I know that we've mentioned that our newfound love for Miley, like we're super excited.
Yes.
She's killing it.
Killing
if there's
it.
Someone who's killing it right now,
it's Miley.
Miley Cyrus. And we've also talked about, I don't know if we talked about this, but I've been very vocal about it. Katy Perry.
We have talked about this.
We have talked about it. So I don't know if you've seen her most recent like things. I totally like, I feel for her.
Mm-hmm.
I understand she's being like, she's doing crazy things, but like she literally showed her, was it like what, 72 hours?
Something like that. She's like Shia LaBeoufing it.
She is, but she's going about it the right way because she showed her, I don't know how, whatever.
Keep going.
she showed a therapy session mm-hmm. and literally like real emotions, real things that she's feeling mm-hmm. and like talked about it in front of the world. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, how she cut her hair really short mm-hmm. and she's like steering, like she's being like crazy. But the reason she's doing all this is because she was so sick of the person that she was and she wants to get back to her roots. She's doing it in a crazy way. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. And she also, this was huge.
Are you going to talk about the lyrics?
No, she said, Taylor she Swift, them. I love you.
Yeah, which is freaking
and
weird.
And I wish you well. So now.
She doesn't love her, though. Like, that's such a fucking so full of crap.
She's trying. I think she just wants to put it to bed. Ugh, just put everything to bed. I understand that.
Go ahead.
But I feel like now Taylor needs to, like, literally just be like, girl, got you. Wish you well. And then that'll be the end of it. Because I'm sick of this.
I'm sick of this.
I'm sick of girl drama.
I'm sick of it.
I want everyone to be cool. Cool as a cucumber.
I've said this the last time we talked about Katy Perry. You have enough money to eat McDonald's and also stay in shape, hire a trainer. Like, yeah, you've got the dream.
Yeah,
you've had it. You succeeded. There's no, you can't go any further.
Nope.
That's it. So cut it out. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about the therapy. I don't know how I feel about all her shenanigans. Like, keep that stuff. I mean, like, talk about stuff, but like, yeah, that just seemed
it's all around her. Like, she just released the album.
Yeah.
So I understand all the PR that she wants and all the like press, whatever. Yeah. But I don't know. I kind of like, I was like really, really hating on her. And I'm going to, you know what? Taking a step back. I'm going to hate on someone else.
Taking a step back. All right, we need somebody else to hate.
Going
to
hate on someone else. There's plenty of people I've been hating on. I think this is not someone we hate on. This is someone we support and love. Amanda Bynes.
Oh my God. Crazy. A little bit crazy interview.
So I don't know. I don't know if you guys saw. She just was it like a YouTube.
It was like
thing?
A YouTube star, I think. I don't even know who that person
she
was.
She did an interview. This is her first interview in, I want to say, like 4 to 5 years.
She could have made a ton of money if she had saved it for like.
If she went on like E News,
yeah.
Or Entertainment Tonight. But any
fine.
Of those.
That's fine.
But she seems to be doing well.
Yeah.
She's been sober for, what'd she say, 3 years?
So now did she ever have like a mental illness or was she just on drugs and just saying that? Like, I can't figure that out.
I'm going to say it was a slew of a whole bunch of things.
Okay.
I'm going to say she probably does have mental problems.
Right,
just
but
because
not.
How can, like, imagine right. growing up in the limelight.
Right,
like,
right.
How can you not?
Right.
And then she was probably heavily on drugs
yeah.
and alky.
She was, yeah.
Hitting the hooch.
Is that the alcohol symbol?
Yep.
Okay. Hitting just making sure I'm on track.
But I'm like, she would do TV again.
I'd watch
again.
Anything she did.
I would watch literally anything.
As long as she was.
She just like doesn't look the same.
She doesn't.
You know?
It's the face.
Yeah.
But I would watch it.
Do you think.
Girlfriend can act.
Girlfriend is hilarious.
Do I think she had.
Surge, like some work done?
Mm-hmm.
Not great work.
Or she's like on medicine that's making it that way, but I kind of feel like maybe
if you've
it's
had
the
work,
former.
I don't want that doctor when I start getting Botox.
Mm-mm. Well, speaking of another person who had a ton of work done, who's coming back, Lindsay Lohan is now in a show.
I was going to bring that up! Oh my God!
With Ron Weasley, Rupert Grint. She's mm-hmm. in like some weird British show.
Here's my question. Does she still have the weird accent?
Oh, Perez said that she was probably going to do an accent because it's a British show.
Okay. I like wish we could. I wish I had it like to bring up the accent. I'm not going to bring it up because
no.
I don't have time. And we know when I search on my phone, it's not great.
No.
But it was like for any of you who have not seen the like, I want you to Google right now.
Right now.
Lindsay Lohan weird accent. Like everyone knows what Lindsay Lohan sounds like.
Right.
Everyone. Like I could go up to anyone on the street and be like, Lindsay Lohan? Yeah, I know Lilo. Let's do it.
Right.
Just
can we do that in the next segment? Can you just walk up to people on the street?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my God.
But it is like it's a mixture of like British and Greek.
Yeah.
And like Italian and like
I don't even know what.
I have yeah. no idea. It's like a mixture of weird accents.
Which we know she can
fantastic.
Do a good British accent. Like we know for fact, like Parent Trap. Yeah.
Should have definitely won an Academy Award.
It definitely should have.
Two Academy Awards.
Two. For both of them.
What were the names? Was it Alex and?
No, it was Haley.
Haley
and
Alex.
No. Haley and.
Jessica.
Jesus. It's not Jessica. It's Annie.
Is it Annie?
It's Annie.
Yeah, it is Annie. You're
I
right.
I know I'm right.
I know. That's a really good job.
And like, shout out to One More Child Star, Hillary Duff. I'm sure you've seen her all over it.
We definitely talked about
looking,
how great.
No, look at how you
her,
saw that picture.
Her booty.
Her booty. Oh my
God.
Go Lizzie.
Girlfriend's been working on it.
Yeah. And she just is so low key about it.
I'm never going to have a booty.
No.
Ever. However many squats I do.
But you don't have millions of dollars like Hillary does.
Maybe I do.
Okay, well then it's your fault. I don't.
Maybe
I'm still sorry.
In
for
our
you.
Studio right now,
in our recording studio,
this couch is filled with $100 bills.
Okay, well, I hope I'm glad. No, you didn't tell anyone your street name because
I know
lot of people here,
guys. I'm not a gazillionaire.
No.
What do I wish?
We all wish.
Wish it. Wish it. Wish it. How we doing on time?
40.
Nice.
40.
40.
40.
Close
to 40.
You don't have another riddle due for us, do you?
I do. I pulled it up.
Oh, I thought you said you didn't have one.
No, I said I was just going to pull it up while you were talking.
Meg's a liar.
Can I just plug one more thing? That
plug
I
it.
Hate?
Plug.
You know what sucks? I mean, being a parent, but it sucks for so many reasons.
Ooh.
I came up to your house and there are like tons of parents at that park with their kids.
Like,
I'd be like, it's 90-something degrees. Go inside and watch TV in the air. Like, you have to be, like, an active parent and be like, oh, it's nice out. I should probably do it.
Dude, here's something
park.
So annoying. So, when I was waiting for you to come up, I was outside for, like, a half an hour. And then I wanted to fill up my drink. And then that's literally when you came.
Of course.
So, I guess it was, maybe there was, like, a three-year-old over there.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. I don't know if it was with, like, just a parent or, like, parent and grandparent.
Mm-hmm.
But they kept singing, Mr. Sun, Mr. Golden Sun. Please,
oh my God.
And they kept doing it. And I was like, oh, first time. I was like, that's so cute. And then they kept doing it.
You should have just brought out your speaker and just blasted the most explicit song you could think of.
Like, I get it.
You want to
teach this kid like a family friendly song.
Your kid's going to pass out. It's 100 degrees. They let kids out of school early. There was a t-ball game going on down there.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
We're tough around here.
Yeah, okay.
Tough in these parts.
You have cats that don't get out of the street. Of kids who don't
tough
shut the hell
cats,
up.
Cats, tough peeps. Jesus living Christ. In the streets.
Okay. Well,
all right, I think it's time for a riddle.
That's enough of that. All right. Dim the lights.
Dimming the lights.
This one's like not. You'll see.
So it's not good?
You'll see. No, it's good. Okay. So if there is a boat full of people, how is there not a single person on board?
What?
If there's a boat full of people, how is there not a single person on board?
Meg, that makes literally no sense. If there was a boat full of people,
how is there not a single person on board? I'll show you the answer because I kind of want you to know. But
I would show me after.
Okay.
That literally pisses me off.
Enjoy.
I don't like that. I hate riddles. Okay, so I want to give you guys a forewarning. Next Tuesday, I will be at the Neil Diamond concert with my mama.
You're going to Neil Diamond?
She asked me to be her date, and I said, absolutely. So we will have to postpone our
that's
next
fine.
Podcast.
That's fine.
Maybe to later in the week or earlier in the week. But next Tuesday, I'll be getting down.
We could do it Fry.
With
Friday.
A little bit of Sweet Caroline.
While we're here.
Truth.
Okay.
Truth. But
and
again.
Wait until episode 10 because we got a big old surprise.
Oh, God.
A big old surprise.
Big old surprise. We're not even going to tell you.
Nope.
Ooh, I just. Literally, oh my God, I just
stop
burst.
It. Cut an hour
excuse
on the air.
Me. Anyway, guys, if you like this podcast, please go on iTunes, rate it 5 stars, leave a comment. We would love to see it.
Share it.
Share it.
Post
just
it.
Post it. Share it.
Print it. Hang it up.
Print it up.
Whatever.
Just blast it at work. Blast it at school. Blast it in your car. I don't care.
Just blast it.
Just do it. Nike is not paying us for this podcast.
Oh, my
But thank you guys for listening. Like we said, follow us on our new Instagram.
Yes. Have a lovely week.
Have a lovely, lovely week.
Have a good old day.
Do something nice for someone, and we'll catch you later.
Bye.
Bye.